All righty. You will tonight turn into the book of Luke. Here in the book of Luke. Tonight, just for a little while. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord Jesus loves me. And I'm so glad that I've experienced His love where I could love Him back. Here tonight, I want to look at this thought. Touched by the Master's hand. We've all have had a touch from a Master. This morning I brought about something about where the blind man, he went and he was sought night Jesus when Jesus come by, and he wanted to go right where he's at. He wanted to touch the Master. But now, tonight, I want us to look at where the Master has touched my life, and not only my life, but your life. The touch of the Master's hands. We're going to be reading here in Luke chapter 18, and we're going to start with verse 34. It says, "And they stood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And they understand none of these things." They didn't understand what the Lord Jesus was going to end up going through. They didn't understand why they was going to be left alone. "And this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken." They didn't understand the message that they had heard. And from Peter and all of them. But one day that they would hear the message where Peter would be preaching there on the day of Pentecost. And we'll see there where he was preaching over there in the book of Acts chapter 2. And he's talking about the cloven tongues. And he's talking about the fire. They didn't understand none of that. Some of the commentaries and some of the individuals I hear, scholars, or looking at, they say that the book of Luke right here was written after the book of Acts. Now, I don't know that, but that's what they're saying. But I'm going by what, in the way it falls, in the way it reads. Even though that some of the things that where it reads, you could almost kind of Think about Paul. But we know that Paul did not write the book of Acts. I mean the book of Luke. Dr. Luke, he wrote the book of the Luke. And he was a doctor. He was a doctor of theology. He was a physician. He was one that knew all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he knew the Word of God. And it says then here in verse 35, it says, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Sat by the wayside begging. He was begging for help. He was begging for people that was coming by him. And this particular day, that they was coming by him in groves. It wasn't just four, five, or six people coming, but they was coming in groves. It was a multitude of them coming. Why? Because they had heard about the Messiah. They had heard about the Lord Jesus Christ coming and passing through. Because they knew that he was about ready to go into Jericho. He was passing through. And he wanted to get to him. How many individuals that we know of today that is really trying their hardest to get to know the Lord more and more each day? People today, they don't even fear God, much less want His touch. They don't even look at God and say to God, "Say, God, I need this. Can you bless me today?" That's not the way we should come to God and ask God for His blessing on our lives. Because I believe this wholeheartedly, before the Lord can bless my life, I need to carry Him a blessing. Because it's a two-way street in serving God and in going out and witnessing. I could just go and stop by here. But unless the individual was listening and hearing in what I was saying, falling on deaf ears. Which we know it does not fall on deaf ears. Oh, they may seem like that they don't hear, but they do. That's just like the children I hear. The small children. Yes, they can be out here running around here in the church. And we can be teaching a class, or we can be preaching, and they can be running up and down, and they can be crying. You say, "Well, John and Mary, go and lay down. You need to lay down. You need to be quiet so you can hear something." But what we don't realize is that the young children, and I stress it, this is one thing I wish the Lord, the young people, would get in the head, that if they would just come out and just listen, they will be able to understand the Word of God more and more each and every time that they come. But the young kids that's running around in the church, the ones that's crying, because they may tell their mother, say, "Mama, he too loud. He hurts my ears." Why he's saying all of that while he's crying and while he's whimpering. He's taking it all in. If you do not believe it, you need to turn around and go ask them. And if you ask them what was said or something, they may not can give you word for word, but they can give you the importance of the message. They can give you the importance of what was said. And we need to remember that when we come to the Lord, that we need to have one thing on our mind, and that's pleasing Him. That's exactly what the Father wanted. The Father wanted the Lord Jesus to please Him. The Holy Spirit wants to please the Son. And His Son wants to please the Father. And we as individuals, we should want to be able to please the Holy Spirit. And as we please in the Holy Spirit, then it will please the Lord. Then if it pleases the Lord, then it will please the Father. And then we can say, hey, we've had a touch. We've had a touch from who? We've had a touch with all so-and-so up the road. We've had a touch from this doctor. This doctor's prescribed medication to me. So this doctor's took and he's trying to heal my body. No. I can say that I've been touched by the Master's hand. And that's what I want. I want to be touched by His hands. I do thank the Lord. I thank Him every day for the doctors that we do have. I thank Him for the nurses. I thank Him for the hospitals. But they're just human beings. They can do no more than what God allows them to do. But this blind man, right here, this beggar, he was crying out for help. We have people today who are crying out for help too. We don't see it. I don't hear them crying out for help. But they are. They're crying out for help. Why? Because they don't know which way to turn. They don't know which way to go. They can go to church and they can get an answer. Well, this church is using this kind of Bible. This church is using this kind. They're hurting. They really are. They're crying out for help. They're crying out for me and you to help them. And I can do no more than what the Lord Jesus allows me to do. I can do no less than what He allows me to do. I must have the frame of mind to do what I think. And that's the way I must go at it. And what I think, maybe the Lord will be pleased with it. And if I go with that attitude, then I may end up taking a different direction. I may end up going somewhere else and visiting someone else. Because like I said this morning, we can go about doing and we can get ahead of the Lord. But when we do, You better watch out. You're about ready to get bit. About ready to get bit by Satan. And says in verse 6, and hearing the multitude pass by. This was an unusual day for this blind beggar. He was sitting outside of the gate like he had for it in it every morning for the last probably many years since he's been blind. But he was sitting there. And he's still just hearing 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people walk by and talking among themselves. He heard something greater. He heard something that was greater than it was before. It happened the next day before. That the people, it was many other people. How can he tell it was that many more people? Because of the talk. Because of what they were saying. He could listen. And he could hear more of them talking. More of them talking. And then he said this, then verse 37, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. They told him, this beggar had asked who this man was. What was they doing? Where was they going? And they told him where they was going. And they told him who he was. We must tell who we serve. We must tell who we follow. And who we're loyal to. Not only must we go and tell it, but we need to show it. We don't need to have a hat on and say it, well, I'm in God's army. Or have a t-shirt on and got on that says, I'm an old-fashioned Christian. We should not have to wear them things. We should be able to wear it each and every day within our talk, within our smile, and within our walk. That they can sense something. They can see something that they don't see that much of. And yes, and they can come over to you and say, well, you know, Donnie, I've been knowing you all my life. Says it was something different about you today than it was years ago. I says, from the day and what it was years ago, I have one that I love more today than I ever have before. And that's not my wife, and it's not my daughter. It's not even me. And that's the Savior, my Savior. He walks with me. And he talks with me. He teaches me what I need to say. He just touches me. He just touches me all over. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet. He's touched every part of this body. Why? Because the day that I got saved and I said yes to him and I asked him to be my Lord and my Savior, And I would do my, I would try my very best to do my part. And I really didn't know what I was getting into. But I sure am glad I didn't at that time. But I'm glad I did get saved. I'm glad I did get into it. I'm glad I got to know Him in a personal way. But see, that was when I cried after Him. I cried after Him because I wanted something else for my life. And I didn't have it. I was longing for something. And I didn't know what it was. I was trying to fulfill it with this. Fulfill it with that. But it did not. It did not excite me. It did not stir me up. But when the Master, when He touched my body that day, He washed me. He cleansed me. And it was not no lye soap. And it was not no soap. And no water. Or nothing like that. It was His blood that cleansed my soul. It takes the blood. It takes the blood of Jesus for an individual to get to know Him. And to serve Him. And verse 38 says, "And he cried, saying, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He said it. He said, "The Son. You are the Son of David. Have mercy on my soul. Have mercy on my life." And they which went before rebuked Him, that He should hold His peace. But He cried so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh man. When He cried the first time, the Lord Jesus Christ could not hear Him because of the multitude of people and all of their excitement and their talking. They was talking way above this beggar. But when that beggar come back and when he cried out the second time, he didn't cry like, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." No. He said, "Thou Son of David." You are the Son of David. Have mercy on me because I am blind. And I don't know what I can do. But it goes on down. In verse 41 it says, "Saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight." I don't know why the Lord led me to these verses, because He hasn't really, I mean, I've started on a message, it's been probably a year ago, and I still haven't finished it, because the Lord hasn't allowed me to finish it yet. But the title of that message is 2020 Vision and Walking Around Blind. We are in the same shape, and we was in the same shape that this blind beggar was in. We have people like him. Oh yes, they can drive the automobile. They can get in the car, in the pickup, and they can drive across country. Not even getting a speeding ticket. Not hitting nobody. But they're still 20/20. They got 20/20 vision, but they're blind. They are spiritually and legally blind to what the Lord wants them to be. Saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Verse 42, and Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith have saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God and all the people. When they saw it, gave praise unto God. See, that right there shows me one thing. If we'll come with the attitude and bring in a blessing to the Lord, He's going to bring us a blessing. He's going to give us a blessing. But not only is he going to give us a blessing, but it's going to be the blessing that is going to be above what we ever thought. Because he was a blind beggar. And he received his sight. Why did he receive his sight? Because he knew who the Messiah was. He knew who he was. And he just did not go up there like the others did, go up there and grab him and everything else. No, he went up there crying. And he cried out to David. He just didn't cry out one time. He didn't cry out and say, Lord, here I am. I need your touch. I'm blind. And then he turned around and walked away. Went the other way. No, he come there for a reason. He come there for the reason of wanting to tell Jesus, tell the Messiah, tell the King of Kings that he needed a touch. And he didn't need no touch from the people. He didn't need no touch from the doctors in the area. But he needed the Master's touch upon his life. And when he received that touch, his sight, he regained his sight. He didn't have no glasses. He didn't have no contacts. Which I don't think they had all that back then, but still, I just threw that in there. But he had one thing. It doesn't say, but I believe he had one thing. And the touch from the Master. He had 20/20 vision. Why? Because he spiritually got saved. He got saved. Why did he get saved? Because of the Master's touch on his life. And I tell you, I don't know about you, but I believe
that if I knew for a fact that the Master had touched me, I wouldn't have been like some of the others say, well, I'm just going to do my very best. They don't give him no praise. They don't give him no glory for it. We need to give him all the thanks. We really do. Our Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. And Lord, we're so thankful today that yes, Lord, we may have eyeglasses on. But spiritually, Father, we can walk around with 20/20 vision. And I can truly say within my heart and my soul that I'm no more spiritually blinded. And Lord, now we ask, Father, you will go with us. Go with us in the next few moments, Father, as we're going to the business meeting. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you would receive the honor and the glory from that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.